Well, some people are lucky enough to listen to you as a preacher, but if you had to suggest to a young person to read something that might inspire them, what would you suggest?
Gosh, that's a big question. If one were to take something biblical, I would say read the second half of the prophet Isaiah. It's so wonderful. It's exuberant. It's immensely human. I also utterly love St. Augustine. I think his confessions are amazing. I think that he has a humanity which bowls one over. I think if I were to suggest something today, more modern, I think you could do far worse than read a book by my Irish brother Paul Murray, who teaches here in Rome, and he's a poet, and he's written some beautiful little books, a wonderful one on Dominican spirituality. I think Paul Murray would be somebody that I would point to. And finally, final recommendation, is one of my brethren I lived next door to for 20 years, was a wonderful theologian, an extraordinarily amazing and sometimes difficult man called Herbert McCabe. And Herbert had a passion, I think, for theology. And he made it always so exciting. And there's a little collection of his works called God, Christ and Us.
And of course, what you've written too.
Well, I've written two books recently. One is called What's the Point of Being a Christian? The other is called Why Go to Church? What happened with the first one was that a friend of mine took me out for dinner, a Turkish meal, as it happens, in North Oxford. And he said that his son had asked the question, what's the point of it all? Why bother? What do you get out of it? This question was put to me, and it was a provocative question, so I wanted to write about it. And then the natural follow-up was many people said, okay, that's fine. Jesus I love. It's the church I can't abide. Now, what's the point of the church? Why go to church? Why can't I just pray to Jesus lying in bed on Sunday morning? So that really provoked the second book, Why Go to Church? To try to explore why the call of Jesus is always a call into the community and ultimately into the community of the church.